Good morning. I am happy to be here today with Robin Flowers at Snead Elementary, another one of the great A-Leaf teachers with a TIA designation. And so I'm excited to hear a little bit about yourself. Can you tell us about yourself and how you earned your TIA designation?
Yes. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today, first of all. But yes, I've been teaching for 16 years. I worked for four districts. I've been a second grade, third grade, and fourth grade teacher, and also a math interventionist and an ESL interventionist.
Wow, okay. So you've done it all. You got on your A-Leaf green today. What is it about, what is it that attracted you to A-Leaf ISD?
So I'm actually returning to A-Leaf this year. I was gone for 5 years to kind of explore some other opportunities for my career. But the plan was always to come back to A-Leaf. A-Leaf was always my favorite district. This is where I truly learned to teach.
So you left A-Leaf and you earned what designation are you bringing back with you?
I have the exemplary designation.
Okay. So you're back in A-Leaf. Happy to be back here. Exemplary designation. What's your favorite part of being here at Snead and again back in A-Leaf?
So my favorite part about being back is just to return to the structure of an ISD. I was formerly in a charter school for the last 5 years, and it just doesn't compare to what A-Leaf offers me, like professionally and the professional developments that I had here. I could automatically tell the difference that A-Leaf has growing their teachers to help them grow their students. And they offer a lot of opportunities for teachers to grow themselves as well. Here at Snead, the demographic is very diverse, and I love working with other cultures and being able to learn about other cultures every day.
Okay. So I want to pause there for a moment because you said something. You said the charter doesn't compare to A-Leaf. I just wanted to quote you on that. So what is it about the training here at A-Leaf ISD that you felt like prepared you to earn your TIA designation?
So the trainings here at A-Leaf helped me to be more strategic and analytical about how I'm going to help my students get to mastery. They also helped me grow myself as a teacher as well, so I could work towards mastery as well.
So if you apply the training, you can see the outcomes with the students. You consequently get the chance to see additional pay.
Yes, because you can also see the growth in your observation feedback and your walkthrough feedback as well.
So when you earned your designation, what was your like immediate sensation like when you found out?
When I actually found out, I was shocked because when I earned my designation, I had just learned about it the school year before. So it was the end of one school year, and the principal was letting the staff know about this new program that was about to be piloted. And I just remember thinking, oh, it's the end of the school year. You know, I'm about to enjoy summer. I'll come back next year and try to focus on it then. But when we got back, I found out that I had earned it, and I was like, wait, what just happened? Mm-hmm. So what happened was they took my capture data from the year before we were told about the program. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't get time to prepare and try to do anything different. And I earned it anyway. It was based on things that I was already doing in my classroom.
So once you found out you were gonna make this additional income, how did you feel?
Ecstatic. I mean, it's really life-changing. I've been able to save. I've been able to pay off bills. I've been able to travel.
Wow.
So it's very life-changing.
Okay. So in terms of TIA and this designation and additional pay, what impact has it had on your like your instruction right now on students?
So right now that I'm aware and I have a good idea of what's going on and how the program works, I'm able to be more reflective of what I do in the classroom. And so I like to I make sure that I take my feedback from my observations, and I make sure I really focus on, okay, I got proficient here, how can I get to accomplished? Or I got accomplished here, I want distinguished. So now I've been able to be more aware of how I want to plan my lessons to help my students.
And that awareness, are you using student data? Is that helping drive some of your support for students?
Yes, that is actually the first thing that helps you know, determine what I'm going to do with my students every day is the data. And then once I get in the classroom and start working with them, observations from day to day, and just progress monitoring, that helps me continue to plan for my instruction.
So this year, of course, you know, we have a lot of new teachers in A-Leaf that are new to the field, new to A-Leaf. You talked about progress monitoring a little bit. Like, what advice would you give to some of the new teachers that are just coming in, they're just learning about TIA? What advice would you give them?
I think the best advice that I could give is to just always stay reflective on what you're doing. And when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, I can't do that. Like, I'm not ready for it. I'm not prepared. I haven't taught long enough. But it's really based on what you're already doing in the classroom. So I would just always encourage teachers to always be reflective. Use your feedback from your walkthroughs and your observations and just take that and just make a plan to see how you can get to that next level. And I would also advise that you just believe in yourself, because like I said, when I first learned about TIA, I told myself that's not for me, and I kind of actually tuned out all the information that they were giving us about the program, thinking I can't do it, but I did it without even trying. So I mean, it's really what you're already doing. It's just a matter of taking it up a notch or two.
So, if you don't mind me asking, if you take it up a notch or two and you earn your particular status, how much extra could a teacher earn?
So, for exemplary, it could range from $6,000 to $18,000, wow, depending on the demographics of your campus, wow, and the growth of your students and your observation data. So, you have the potential to make $18,000.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Flowers. We appreciate you giving us some of your time this morning.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.